Rochas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This is the first Mishnah in Shas. The first Mishnahs and Brochas are discussing the halachas of Kriya Shema. Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shemayim. A very beautiful way to start off learning Torah. Realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, and He's the one who gave us the Torah and Mitzvot. The pasuk that we learn it out from, the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, is from B'shoch B'cho U'V'Kumecho, that one should remind himself of the Malchus Shemayim when he lays down and then when he gets up. Based on these two words, we will have a few Mishnayos now that will bring us certain halachas of Kriya Shema. So the first halacha in Perek Aleph is discussing the time of saying Kriya Shema at night. This is also based on the pasuk B'shoch B'cho, which means when one goes to sleep, that is the time of saying the night Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah, "May Moshe Koyim Shema Ba'avis." What is the time that one can read Kriya Shema at night? Yisho Shakohanim Nichnosim Lecho Bichu Mosim Ad Soif Ashmur Rishayna Divrei Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza's opinion is that the time span that one can say Kriya Shema is from Seis HaKoyichovim, when three stars come out. That is considered the halachic nightfall. So that's the beginning of the Shoch Lecha. That's the time when people go to sleep, when it's night. And the Mishnah says that it's the time that Kohanim eat Truma. The halach is like this. If a Kohen becomes Tomei with the Tumah Doraisa, even if he goes to the Mikvah, he is prohibited to eat Truma till nightfall. Once it's nightfall, then he can start eating. After the Tefillah, he can eat Truma. So this is synonymous of saying Seis HaKoyichovim. So the time that one can start saying Kriya Shema at night is from Seis HaKoyichovim. Ad Seif HaShmur Rishayner. The last opinion is the latest one can say it is the end of HaShmur, which the Gemara brings the two opinions, it's either the third or quarter of the night. Because he learns V'shachva means when they start going to sleep, not all the entire time that they do sleep. So people go to sleep from Seis HaKoyichovim until the first, third or quarter of the night. That's Rabbi Eleza's opinion. Chachamim Ma'imim Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel Ma'imim Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar. The Chachamim say up to midnight, and Rabbi Gamliel says till Amud HaShachar, till the morning star, which is according to most opinions approximately an hour and a quarter before sunrise. That is, Alois HaShachar is the beginning of the halachic day, and he learns the Shachar means the entire time that people sleep, which is till that point of time. Ma'aseh Shabov Vonavi Beit HaMishnah. There's a story that the sons of Rav Gamliel were at some type of feast that night. Amu Loi Lo Karina Shema. They told him they got back very late, and they said we didn't read Shema. Amu Lehem Im Loi Olam Amud HaShachar Chayim Atem Likrois. He said that as long as it's the Amud HaShachar did not come rise, then you still are required to read Kriya Shema. Lois Lo Bulvad. Not only this, and Lekol Mashanu Chachom Ad Chatzos Mitzvosim Ad Sheyal Amud HaShachar. He says that even though the various things that Chachom did say to Chatzos, that's only like Chatzchila, you should do it or say before Chatzos. But if you did not do it, the Di'evit, you can say the Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Hechtech Halovim Ve'ivorim Mitzvosim Ad Sheyal Amud HaShachar. It's from a Karbonus. You're supposed to burn the fat of a carbon the night or after you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. So the time that you're allowed to sprinkle the fat of a carbon or the limbs of a carbon oila can be any time in the night till Amud HaShachar. Yeah. This is talking about a carbon that has to be brought that night. Chon Nechon Yoyim Echem Etot Mashiyal Amud HaShachar. The same thing, sorry, what I said before, that the fats of a carbon have to be brought that night, and there are certain carbonates that are eaten only for one day, so the halach is you can eat it that entire day that was brought and entire night. Also, you have to eat it up to Amud HaShachar. Im kei lama mechachom at chatzos. Why do chachom say that one can, one must say Kriya Shema or eat the kochim till Chatzos? So the person should come to Aveira. This is talking about that if he pushes himself off too long, he will not, he may go after Amud HaShachar. Just let's summarize the halacha l'maaseh over here is that the Zman of Kriya Shema is from Tefak Rechovim, and if a person davened Maariv earlier, he should say it over again by say Kriya Shema over again after Tefak Rechovim. La'alach v'yipasken on one shalachatchila say Kriya Shema of Shal'avis before Chatzos. If he does not say it, he could say it till Amud HaShachar. If he was Nenas, he could even say it till Eitzacham, until the sun comes out. If by means beyond his control, he was not able to say Kriya Shema by Amud HaShachar, he could say it till Eitzacham.